We've got a young man on who he came to the Adelaide Football Club 9 years ago. He was a skinny young fella with peroxide hair. 9 years later, he's just changed his haircut. How are you, David McKay?
G'day, guys.
You're still a skinny young fella, aren't you, mate? Not quite.
Yeah, not a lot has changed, really, Vic. I've been trying hard, but it hasn't really changed.
No, really. I'm only having a bit of fun at your expense. Now, firstly, congratulations. 150 games, that's a significant number, and it comes at a week where you're hopefully going to consolidate your spot on the ladder with a really strong performance.
Yeah, look, it's obviously the start of the year has been positive, and we've had a couple of results where we just haven't been able to play four quarters of footy and get the result. But apart from that, our performances have been, pretty positive and moving in the right direction. So tomorrow's, a really good opportunity for us to continue on that in that way.
When you run and get out there on the oval, you look at the banner, 150 games, what will it mean to you?
Oh, look, it's really special. It's, I've said to people this week who've, congratulated me and just said I'm just really lucky to be able to, play so much footy for a great club. And, I was lucky enough for them to give me the opportunity and to be here 9 years later still playing and really enjoying it is, I was really privileged and lucky to be able to do it.
D-Mac, I've loved your resilience with it because you haven't had it all your own way. You've had to get your body right to be an AFL match-hardened body. It's let you down in the early days. Now you're flying. The resilience of that has been probably the proudest thing for you as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of hard work and, a lot of great times, a lot of difficult times and everything sort of in between as well. It's had a bit of everything, but have learned a lot over the years. Have learned a lot from a lot of great people at the footy club and, certainly still feel like there's unfinished business and things you want to achieve in your career, and that's certainly what... a number of our players are at that moment of their career at the moment where, that team success is really driving us.
I think I counted you've had seven coaches or something, haven't you, in that time, D-Mac?
I've had a few coaches over the years. Yeah. They've all had great impact on myself and have learned a lot off them over the years, including Vix, who's in there today. He was one of the guys who I spent a lot of time with and learned a lot from through my time coming through.
I want to say, DB, you just got a little head wobble there.
pretty nods coming.
Very... I reckon he just donned from one side of the wall to the other. It was that big a wobble.
Very happy with himself. D-Mac, yeah. I've loved your form this year. I've always watched you pretty closely. I think the physical side of your game this year has gone up to a whole new level. Has that been something that you've been conscious of and worked on?
Yeah, it's one of the things I've been working on since day dot, really, like just to keep improving in that area. When I first got to the club, it was an area that I probably wasn't ready physically to play AFL footy, and so that's been a work in progress over the time. But I certainly feel like I've got myself physically to a level where I can compete really hard every week, and also spending a little bit more time sort of inside midfield has been really good to get exposed to that and just get a bit of a different look.
Currently sit third in at Adelaide for tackles, which is a great stat for someone who weighs 78 kilos. Your disposals are up this year, and that, if one area that people have been critical of you is that you probably haven't got enough footy, because every time you get it, something happens. I still think you can get to a 20-25 possession player. Currently averaging 18, is that something that you're conscious of, to get more footy in your hands?
Yeah, no doubt. That's something I've worked really hard on over the pre-season. And it's not so much, possessions as such. It's more about overall impact on the game. And that's one of the things that, I've probably been a bit inconsistent with over my time. So just making sure that I'm having as big an impact on the game as possible. And that, that sometimes it's not possessions, that's pressure and tackling and all those other things that you do without the ball that have just as much impact. So my focus really has been on those sort of things, and everything else will look after itself.
Roy mentioned about your resilience to be able to get to this number. Look, last year after, you know, being at the club and being a regular player, you were dropped back to the sandful and you were able to fight your way back in. Also, there was, you know, a bit of a whipping boy for some of the supporters. How difficult is that? And you've been able to fight your way back through it.
Oh, look, yeah, it's not ideal and you don't want to be in that situation, but I suppose it's about how you bounce back from it. And, you know, I haven't been one who, you know, takes in too much of what happens on the outside. I sort of you know, judge how I'm going based on, you know, what my coaches are telling me and what my teammates are telling me. That's pretty much one of the things I've learned over the time is that, you know, that's the opinion of those two groups are the most important. And if you just sort of take on board what they're wanting you to do and the feedback they're giving you, then that's all that really matters. So that's, I guess, one thing I've learnt, that just try and do that and obviously bounce back from situations where you're not going as well as you want to.
Mm. And good advice this week, because I think most people are saying Adelaide by how far? What's the coaching group giving you as a real focus against Fremantle?
Oh, look, you know, we just want to play our way and that's, it's pretty simple. We, you know, we want to win at the contest and then, you know, move the ball the way that we want to move it. And we think if we can do that and play our style that, you know, we can be competitive against anyone. And that's pretty much the focus. It doesn't change much week to week. It's about the contest and then about how we defend and move the ball. And it's pretty basic.
D-Mac, we've heard a few murmurs. Everyone fit? No late changes?
No, look, as far as I know, everyone's fit. You know, we had training this morning and, you know, everyone trained and is fully fine from my point of view. So, yeah, I don't see any changes happening before the game.
See, there you go, Bix. Yeah. Bix reckons Eddie was in the hospital yesterday having scans.
look, it's news to me.
Come on, David.
Sure. I can everyone's fit. That's all I know.
Yeah, now, D-Mac, I hear you're going to be a dad.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's really exciting and, it's a bit of a way to go now, but, really excited for that for when it happens in a few months' time.
It'll be the best club in the world you'll ever join, that one, D-Mac. Now, we heard it's due grand final day. Hashtag dilemma.
I've been assured by the doctor that he can make things happen. So if we, you know, hopefully we do get to a situation where that becomes a problem.
Good man.
What else this week, mate, in terms of preparation? Have you got people over to share the special day with you?
Yeah, I've got some family coming over from Melbourne to watch the game, which is really nice, and we'll have a catch up afterwards. Say thank you to them for all the support they've given me over the years. Travelling back and from Melbourne to watch me play has been great.
Mm. Well, David, we hope you play well. We hope the team wins, and you get a chance to celebrate what is a significant milestone, 150 games, and good luck, mate.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Great work, David McKay, giving us a lot of joy over those years. He'll get right up to 200. A great example of resilience, persistence, being professional, doing everything right to get his best out of his ability and keep getting better. And he's only going to get better, Kane.
Bix, you might know this. What is the qualification for life membership at Adelaide? Is it 10 years? Is it 150 games?
It's automatic after 10 years, I think. So he'll become, there's no doubt, he'll be a life member of the footy club. Or I think if you get to 200 games as well before that, you can do it. And they also have the ability to, if you don't satisfy the means as well, you can make the
special
decision.
Criteria.
Yeah, Tony Modra, I think, didn't quite fit those criteria. He was made a life member. So he's been an important player for Adelaide over the duration. He's been a really solid citizen as well. David McKay, our guest.